In 1860, a ship went aground on the shore of Lake Michigan, as ships often have done over the years. This particular one went down near Evanston, Illinois, and there was a life-saving crew that was based at Northwestern College there in Evanston. One of the young men on that team was a ministerial student at the university. His name was Edward Spencer, and he waded into the freezing cold waters of Lake Michigan again and again and rescued 17 people from those waters, people who had been on that boat. In the process, his health was permanently damaged, and he was not able to enter into the ministry as he had planned. Some years later at his funeral, someone pointed out that not one of those 17 passengers that he had rescued had ever come back to say thank you. He risked his life, but no one came back and said thank you. You know, thankfulness seems to be a lost art today. We're talking about the attitude of gratitude and how important it is that we express gratitude for the benefits and the blessings that we've received from God and from others. I want us to look today at a passage of Scripture that will be familiar to most of you. It's found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. It's a story of the 10 lepers who came to Jesus for healing. Now, we said yesterday that the gospel of Jesus Christ can really be summarized in a way in three words. They all start with G. Do you remember what those words were? Guilt, grace, and gratitude. We had abounding guilt toward God, but where sin did abound, God's grace did much more abound. God gave us abounding grace to cover our abounding guilt. And then we said that we should have the kind of gratitude that is even more abounding than the grace of God. Paul said you're supposed to overflow with thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. In this passage in Luke chapter 17, we see that progression worked out, the progression of guilt and grace and gratitude. Let's begin reading in verse 11. Now it happened as Jesus went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. Now, the scripture says that these men were lepers and they stood afar off. We know that they had to stand afar off because they were ceremonially defiled according to the Old Testament law. They had to live outside the village and they could not have normal relations and communication with non-lepers. So they were separated by their leprosy. In the scripture, leprosy is a picture of sin. This doesn't mean that these men had sinned more than other people because they had leprosy, but leprosy, a contagious disease that destroys a person and their immune system and their limbs ultimately is deadly, it's a picture of what sin does to us, a picture of our guilt before a holy God. And the picture here is that these men were separated from normal people, from others, separated from Jesus, separated from others in their town, separated from their families because of their leprosy. That's a picture of what our guilt, our sin does to us as it separates us from a holy God. The scripture says that when we were in our sin, we could not approach close to God. We could not come near to him. We were separated from him, and that was an infinite gap between us and God because of our guilt. Verse 13 says, these 10 lepers lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Apparently they knew that Jesus had supernatural power and that he had grace available to meet them at their point of need. That's what God's grace is. His resources, his riches applied to our need. They had a need. That was their leprosy. They knew that Jesus was God and had grace to meet their need. So they cried out to him for grace. And sure enough, Jesus extended grace to them. Verse 14, when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. Well, that's a reference to the Old Testament law that these lepers would have known well. That is, when a leper was healed, though it never happened, the law said if he ever was healed, he should go to the priest who would pronounce him clean. And the scripture says, as they went, they were cleansed. So they did what Jesus said. They obeyed. They went to the priest. There was some level of faith here to believe that something would happen as they went. And as they did, they received grace. They were cleansed. They were healed. Now, this was a miracle. Leprosy is an incurable disease. They had never known a leper who had been healed. They had never heard of a leper except for a couple instances in the Old Testament that were miraculous divine interventions. There was little record of lepers ever having been healed, but they experienced the grace of God as they went on their way. Then verse 15 tells us one of the 10, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now, there were 10 lepers who were healed, 10 men who were enjoying their newfound health, 10 men who had experienced the miraculous grace of God beyond their wildest hopes and dreams. And I guarantee you those men were not being quiet about this. I guarantee you that as they were healed, not only were they going to the priest, but they were going to their family and the people they'd been estranged from for all these years. They were telling everyone. 9 of them forgot to say something to the one who was the source of their blessing. Only one stopped to consider the source of the blessing, the giver. Only one stopped to thank and worship the one who had given him back his life. As I see this one coming back to Jesus, it's a beautiful picture to me of overflowing, abounding gratitude. You sense this man had no inhibition. It says, with a loud voice, he glorified God. He fell down on his face at Jesus' feet. It's interesting that these 10 lepers had all lifted up their voice when they were in distress and need. They had all cried out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They all cried out when they were desperate, when they were needy. But only one came and cried out and lifted up his voice when he'd received that grace. Only one showed gratitude. And when he showed gratitude, it was abounding gratitude. He lifted up his voice. He recognized the source of his healing. He recognized his debt. And this is a spontaneous, natural outburst of praise. This was not a private little, thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me. This gratitude was public. It was loud. And I'm so glad that word is in there because it gives us a picture of the kind of gratitude we ought to have to the Lord Jesus for the grace that he has poured out upon us as guilty sinners. And I would ask you, is your giving of thanks as obvious and as expressive as your sharing of needs? We tell others what we need. We tell the Lord what we need. We cry out to him. I was up at 10:30 last night. I was up much later than that, but at 10:30 last night, I was crying out to the Lord saying, Lord, I cannot pull this session together. If this is not making sense to me, it's not falling together, please help me. The question is, when we're done today, will I be as quick to go back to him and express thanks as earnestly as I was crying out to him for his grace? Are you as expressive in communicating your gratitude as you are in communicating your needs? He fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. This is a picture of worship and humility. And I like the contrast here because we read in the beginning of this passage that these 10 men, when they were still lepers, stood afar off. But now, having been healed, having been the recipient of the grace of Christ, he came near to Jesus. He fell on his face right at his feet. Who's the one who got the closest to Jesus? Who's the only one who got close to Jesus? It's the one who was grateful. It's the one who expressed his gratitude. Yeah, I think the others must have felt it, but they didn't express it. They didn't come back to say it. And when you and I express gratitude to Jesus, that's when we get closer to him than we ever have been able to be before. It's interesting that the scripture gives us that little phrase, he was a Samaritan. He was a Samaritan. Apparently the others were Jews. And isn't it interesting that often those who've been the most exposed to the truth of God are the least likely to come back and say thank you? You see, I've never known anything but the grace of God in my life. I was saved at the age of 4. I grew up in a home where I was always hearing the ways and the word of God. I've always known about the grace of God. And I find that sometimes people who didn't grow up in that kind of environment and came to know the grace of God later in life are a whole lot quicker to express gratitude because they don't take God's grace for granted. They remember what it was like not to have the grace of God. Sometimes you see these new believers and they're so excited about their faith and they're so expressive about their gratitude to the Lord. And sometimes we who've been around too long, we kind of want to tone them down, you know? They'll get over it. Well, they will if they sit next to us in church. They're so grateful and they don't care who hears them or what people think about them when they're expressing gratitude to the Lord Jesus with a loud voice. They don't know any better in church than to sing when it's time to sing songs of praise. And some of us just sit there or stand there and mumble the words. But sometimes those who've had the least are the quickest to express gratitude and thanks. So verse 17, Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found to return to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Literally, the translation there is, "Your faith has saved you." You see, the other men got physical healing, but this man got physical and spiritual healing. Physical healing and spiritual salvation. Because I believe he was placing his faith in Christ, recognized that Christ was God and was the Savior. Jesus expressed amazement that only this one foreigner had returned to give God glory. And I wonder if from his place in heaven today, he might not be expressing amazement still, that there are so few who come back to say thank you. You know, we're so quick to enjoy the gift and so quick to forget the giver. Edward Spencer pulled 17 passengers out of the icy waters of Lake Michigan, and not one ever came back to say thank you. Thank you. Grace has abounded toward us as guilty sinners. May our gratitude be as overflowing as God's grace.